One of the Euclidean rocket planes is hurtling down out of the sky. With Captain Bradford and Jerry Hall on board, two of the Euclidean scientists, Cheops and Thales, have made a test run in a rocket plane. Some flaw in the instruments has caused them to run beyond their fuel limits. And in trying to return to Euclidea, the fuel supply has failed them completely. They are within 75 miles of the underwater city, and help from Euclidea will reach them quickly. But all of this may do them very little good. The plane is diving for the water at a speed of over 50 miles an hour, and the helium gas supply, which was to have inflated the shell of the strange craft and allow them to settle gently to the sea, has proven inadequate. Only 1,000 feet separates the falling plane from the water.
We're going ahead.
I can do nothing.
Here, give me the controls.
What can you do?
Give me the controls. Everybody keep quiet and hang on.
What are you going to do, Tex?
I'm not sure, kid, but I think I can do it. Now hang on. Down.
I'll say we're down. And we're floating on the water just as nice as you please. How did you do it, Tex?
Just flew this thing down, that's all.
That is one of the most remarkable demonstrations it has been my experience to witness.
Phenomenal.
All you have to know is a little about flying. Perhaps you gentlemen would do well to take a few lessons.
Your rebuke is well deserved.
Yeah, serves you right, too. But how did you do it, Tex?
Just took a chance and it came out right. After all, Jerry, the secret in good flying is the men, not their instruments. I thought those dinky little wings weren't going to hold us up at the rate we were going, so I folded them back in, shot straight down, and then checked our course by shooting the wings out again, and using full elevators at the same time.
You sure checked our course, all right. I felt like I was going through the bottom of the sea.
That was preferable to going through the floor of the ocean.
And how it was.
You may not realize it, Captain Bradford, but you have placed yourself in a very enviable position.
Old G-47 will give me a tin medal for this, I suppose.
His expression will be more practical. You will undoubtedly find yourself given a place of honor among the scientists of Euclidea.
Oh, the captain doesn't want to be a Euclidean.
Don't be too sure of that, Jerry. As long as we're going to spend a long time in Euclidea, it might be more comfortable to spend it as a Euclidean.
Well, let's quit arguing about what we're going to be and tell somebody in Euclidea that we're sitting out here in the water.
Good idea, Jerry. We haven't any motive power?
None. Our gas is exhausted. I will report. Cheops to Euclidea. Straight a plane to central control. Waiting. Waiting.
Gee, it's going to be nice if they've forgotten all about us out here.
That is impossible.
Yeah? Well, you said it was impossible for this plane to go wrong, too. But it sure did just the same.
I think they're waiting for a signal from us.
They are slow in answering. I will continue asking for a signal. Cheops to Euclidean control station. Cheops calling central control station. Straighter plane is down. Helpless on water. Answer at once. Cheops to Euclidean
control. This is indeed interesting, Commander. You are very fortunate, Cleostra. G-47 is in high good humor when he allows anyone in this communication chamber.
It has been a long time since we heard from the plane. Do you suppose Jerry and Captain Bradford are all right?
Supposition is of little value in any case. We may assume that they are in no danger.
But if they are running out of fuel?
When they report again, we will start out to locate them and tow them in.
We? Then I am going with you.
You have G-47's permission to accompany me at any time. If your mother has no objection, I will take you on this trip.
Cheops calling central control station. Cheops calling central control station.
Silence, Cleostra. Cheops is calling.
Cheops calling. Euclidea. Straighter plane is down. Helpless on water. Unable submerge. Answer at once.
Oh, Commander, they are down. And Cheops says they are helpless.
Silence. Commander, S-1 to straighter plane. Leaving at once with submarine. We'll run on surface if possible. Keep me informed your position. That is all.
Something must have gone wrong with the plane.
That is not likely. Euclidean machines are perfect.
You may be right, but I am very worried about them.
We will start at once, using this large submarine with heavy stern towing fins. Follow me into the central control section. You may occupy the seat on my left. Hurry. We will use the lock which admits us to the water at this depth. the pressure will aid in getting maximum speed quickly.
Commander, what is that frightful noise?
We are sliding down the ramp into the lock. The submarine is being propelled by magnets beneath the floor of the ramp.
This is one of the regular submarines, is it not, Commander?
Yes. Another straighter plane would save little time on such a short run and would be almost useless for towing the other vessel.
We are now in the lock.
In a few seconds, the lock will be filled. Then we may go.
You do not feel at all alarmed over the position of the captain and Jerry? Yet they are helpless on the surface of the water.
Alarm would not aid them. We must not rush to conclusions as to their condition. We will arrive at their position in approximately 3,600 seconds. I will now leave the lock. Brace yourself firmly. Our speed will be very great.
We are rising at a terrifying rate.
The 400 feet to the surface should take us not more than 15 seconds.
What will happen when we burst out of the water at this speed?
We will not burst out, as you term it. I shall now level off gradually.
Oh, Commander, we are out of the water. We are on the surface and running smoothly.
Precisely. That should not surprise you. Did you not steal one of these submarines and take your mother, Jerry Hall, and the captain safely to Los Angeles?
To be sure. But I could never operate this as you do. You are very clever, Commander.
Naturally. I earned my place as the foremost commander on Euclidea. Now we will continue on this course. That plane will be drifting slightly, and Cheops was very indefinite as to their exact position. But I think we may safely run full speed ahead for some time.
What is our speed now?
You may observe the instruments.
Thank you. Oh, 75 miles per hour. This is the maximum speed of this vessel, is it not?
It is. And a speed that is not advisable except in an emergency.
Oh, I am so worried about the captain and Jerry.
You are very fond of that silly young man, are you not?
I am, and he is not silly.
Very well. I wish to tell you something, Joan.
Joan? Why, Commander, you called me Joan.
Precisely. You prefer that to Cleostra, do you not?
Why, yes. Of course I do, but you...
Do not interrupt me. We have only a short time, and I have much to tell you.
I will be happy to listen.
G-47 knows that I assisted you in your two attempts to escape from the island.
He knows.
Positively.
But if he knows that, he will punish you terribly.
My punishment has been prescribed. It will take the effect the moment we return from this rescue expedition.
What is the punishment to be?
I am to be stripped of my authority, robbed of my place as a Euclidean, and sent to join your party, where I will live under the same conditions as now govern you.
Our party? You mean that you will be considered as we are? Virtually prisoners? Potential enemies of Euclidea?
Precisely. I will have quarters adjoining yours. From this time forth, my lot is cast with yours.
Why, Commander, that is wonderful.
Wonderful?
Why, of course, is it not?
I am not sure.
Oh, but it will be wonderful. You will like our way of living, and then you can have lovely clothes and stop wearing that Euclidean cloth uniform.
I wonder how it will feel to live as you do.
Oh, you will be happy with us. Mother will let you have one of her dresses to wear. Oh, I am so excited. There is so much I want to tell you about Mother's world. I hardly know where to start.
Silence. Our conversation must be postponed.
Is something wrong?
Do not become excited. I will find out.
How can you tell who it is if the signal is too weak?
I will use a magnetic beam and attempt to relay the impulses to our equipment.
Cheops, calling Euclidean control station. Cheops to Euclidea. Straight a plane to central control. Emergent, answer at once. Emergent, Cheops calling Euclidea.
Jerry and the captain, they are in trouble.
Silence, Cleostra. I will attend to this. Commander, S1... Euclidean patrol submarine number one. Getting your signal very faintly, Cheops. Proceed. Hurry. Waiting.
Our plane was damaged in landing. We are filling up with water. No compressed air. No gas. Preparing to leave ship. Bulkhead gas exhausted. We will have to swim without aid. The batteries are underwater. Radio will stop soon.
Break. Orders. Abandon ship immediately. Give us your exact position. We are proceeding at full speed along course 1 west from Euclidea. Your position.
Position. Last given is best. Advise. Water. Batteries. Hurry.
Commander, their radio stopped.
Yes. The vessel is flooded.
And we do not even know their exact position.
True. And without the ship, it will be almost difficult to reach them in the water.
I know that. If the water is the least bit rough, it is nearly impossible to see a swimmer in it.
Are the captain and young Hall good swimmers?
Very good. The captain has been a champion swimmer, and Jerry swims strongly and easily.
They will need all their skill. Neither Thales nor Cheops can swim.
They cannot swim.
Precisely. Very few Euclideans are able to swim. The perfection of Euclidean boats has made swimming unnecessary.
Then hurry, Commander, hurry.
I am driving this boat beyond the safety factor at this moment.
Well, if we save those men, you may thank Jerry and the captain for it. And remember that in our world, we do not depend on machines.
You speak freely of your world for one who knows so little of it, Cleostra.
I may know little of it, but anything known of the outside world is better than everything the Euclideans know.
I am beginning to believe you. I await my entry into your life with pleasure. But first, we have a mission to perform.